Welcome to TBT, a movie podcast where we relive our childhoods through movies. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Miranda, and today we're going to be talking all about another Cinderella story.
Yeah, I feel like it's a weird one to say. You know, it's like we're going to be talking about another Cinderella story.
But what is it if not another Cinderella story? If not, the exact same movie again.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're just like, okay, let's put new Disney Channel stars in the exact same tropes and then, you know, make it a movie.
Throw Jane Lynch in there.
Yeah, it's just, it's so played out. And I didn't realize how played out it was until I started watching this movie. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like, we watched the first Cinderella story, what, like a year ago? And I feel like this feels too soon to watch another Cinderella. I'm like, I just watched this movie.
Yeah, no, I feel that. It's just, it's a lot.
Yeah, it was rougher than I thought it was gonna be.
I enjoyed it, but that's because, like, I have watched this movie so many times. Like, this for me was one of those sort of, like, falling asleep movies. Like, I'd watch it on my Zune, like, it was just, like...
Shut up. You did not have a Zune.
I did have a Zune. I loved my Zune.
Wait, is it, like, a big Zune or, like, a... What do you
mean? I had one of the big video ones, and I would watch Gossip Girl and another Cinderella story on it.
Wait, how big was it? Like, how many inches?
I mean, it's probably about the size of my phone now. My iPhone XS Max.
Oh, my God. Wow.
But it weighed, like, 2 pounds more. Like, it was a brick. I loved it. It was great.
I still loved my background. I had that stupid phone for, like, God knows how long. Like, no joke, like, probably I got it in, like, 8th grade and had it through the end of high school. And I loved that phone. I, like, could have cried when I got rid of it.
Oh. But, like...
It was a great phone.
Honestly, you should get an Envy now. I would love a phone with, like, a full keyboard. I don't know. Like, something about that just, like, tactile, like...
Well, because I always wanted a sidekick. Nice. Like, I really wanted a sidekick. And, like,
I still want a sidekick. Like, I want my iPhone to have a flip-up screen.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. But, like, kind of impractical. Like, I don't know.
Absolutely not.
I feel like they...
I mean, look, we don't need to give Apple any more things to get wrong. But, like, that would be really cool to just fully...
I feel like the sidekick is, like, no joke, the size of, like, a Game Boy. So, like, you could not fit it in a pocket. Like,
yeah, the size of a Zune.
Yeah, like, it was freaking huge. I don't know. Like, that...
Anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah, I've seen this 1-hour and 30-minute long movie so many times.
2008. So, a good, what, 11 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels so much longer. Selena Gomez still looks the same, though. I'm like, oh, wow, that was, you know, 11 years ago.
She does, and yet she doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, sometimes, like, she does look the same, but I feel like also I don't see a lot of Selena Gomez.
No, but I feel like she still looks so young. I think that's what is so, like, heartbreaking about, like, I don't know, like, all the rumors and stuff about her is that, like, she still looks like she could be 16.
I don't really feel that way, but...
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I feel weird talking about Selena Gomez for some reason. Like, something, I don't know. It just feels weird there to me. And people are like, oh my God, I love Selena Gomez. She's, like, so clean, so family friendly. And I'm just like, is she though?
I honestly think it's because, like, Demi Lovato is, like, she's so open about, like, her substance abuse struggles. And, like, even Miley was not necessarily substance abuse, but, like, she was very open about, like, her drinking and becoming an adult and, you know, smoking weed, the whole thing. And, like, Selena Gomez, at least her people have done a really, like, have worked really hard to keep anything that she does that's not, like, very Disney under wraps. So, like...
Yeah, even but, like, it's been 11 years, Selena. Like,
yeah.
Just, I don't know. My another thing is, like, I feel like I don't know Selena Gomez, but I feel like I would sort of know, like, a Miley or a Demi. Like, I feel like Selena really doesn't let people in.
Yeah, I think so. I think, like, the persona that she puts out there is very... different than who she actually is.
Yeah. I don't know. And I feel like she doesn't, like, give people sort of a lot of content to, like, get to know her. Like,
it would be weird to see, like, Selena Gomez. People on Instagram.
Yeah, but it would be weird to see her do an Instagram story.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree.
Anyway, okay. So the director was Damon Santistefano. He's known for his Severed Ties from 1992, Last Man Running from 2003, Ouroboros, which is in development. I have no idea if that's how you say that, but I tried my best. And Fright Show from 1985, and it's a hard 0 out of 4 for me on all of these, and probably everyone listening as well.
Yeah, like, I don't even know.
I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, exactly. I have not even heard of a single one of these, so, you know.
But, like, why isn't this movie on there? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. This movie is an icon.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, well, how many times have you seen this movie? Because I think you said, like, Noelle really liked it.
Okay, Noelle loves all of the Cinderella story movies. Like, she watches... Okay.
Lucy Hale one?
What?
The Lucy Hale one?
I mean, like, she loves all of them.
Is there one with Sophia Carson?
I don't think... Not that I know of, but maybe.
Okay.
I feel like she should be in one. I've seen it a bunch of times.
She should be a Cinderella.
Not recently, but I've seen it a bunch of times.
Okay. No, I mean, same on the not recently part, but I watched it so many times back then that it feels almost recent. I don't know.
I think I definitely get this one and the Lucy Hale one mixed up, but...
I've never seen that one.
It's weird. I mean, like, this one's weird, but it's weird. Like, it makes no sense. But this one doesn't make any sense either.
Okay.
Okay, so the starring in this movie is Selena Gomez. She plays Mary Santiago. Her known fours are Spring Breakers from 2012, Monte Carlo from 2011, Hotel Transylvania from 2012, and Getaway from 2013. Her first kiss happened on screen with Dylan Sprouse when she made a guest appearance at age 12 on the second season of The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody in front of a live studio audience. So that's awkward.
Wow. But honestly, like... Not bad in 2019. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, so apparently, like, she said in an interview that she, like, I was reading this thing about, and she, like, missed his, like, she, like, missed his lips. It was only, like
the top half of his lip. But I feel like they're supposed to do that. On Disney. Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like someone told her to do that.
Like, the way she was describing it, she's like, oh, so I went in and I, like, missed the lower lip and just kind of, like, got the top half, so it was very awkward. I'm like, okay.
It's fine. You're 12. It's supposed to be awkward.
But, like, it was very specific, and I'm like, I'm, like, imagining it. I'm like, okay, I see this, though.
Yeah.
She also has 153 million followers on Instagram. However, on June 12th of this year, in an interview with Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest on Live with Kelly and Ryan, Selena said she no longer has the app on her phone, saying, I think it's become really unhealthy for young people, including myself, to spend all of their time fixating on all these comments, and it was affecting me. It would make me depressed. It would make me feel not good about myself and look at my body differently. I have the app on someone else's phone, and when I feel like I want to share something with my fans, I do it then. So basically,
that means my assistant forces me to upload to Instagram every once in a while.
Exactly. So her assistant has Instagram on her phone. I feel like this is something that, like,
imagine having access to Selena Gomez's Instagram on your phone. Being able to just switch accounts, and, like, instead of switching to @TBTPodcast, you switch to @Selena Gomez.
Yeah, but, like, the second you post anything, you're fired. That's not what she wants.
No, I know, but, like, there must be things.
But, like,
having DMs.
Access to an Instagram account, like, with the flip of a button that literally has 153 million followers.
Yeah, that's wild.
But I feel like this whole thing of, like, it's not having it on her own personal phone is very much like, they told me this in therapy. Like, they told me that this wasn't healthy, so I took it off my phone. Like, this doesn't seem like something, like,
it almost
she
feels
thought of
like
herself.
I'm not allowed to have Instagram on my phone.
Exactly. It was like, so basically I was getting in trouble with Instagram, so they made me take it off. Or, like, I don't think she was. No, I don't think she was either. Like, but I think it was like someone said it was unhealthy for, like, something bad was happening to Selena Gomez, and like someone took action and took Instagram off of her phone. Like, there's much more to this story that I would really like to know, but like they're not telling us.
Yeah, took action.
Yeah.
Okay, so also in this movie is Drew Seeley. Good for him. He plays Joey Parker, and his known fours are Another Cinderella Story, obviously. A Christmas for the Books from 2018, Glory Days from 2010 to 2011, and Freshman Father from 2010. A Christmas for the Books, I'm assuming, is like a Hallmark Lifetime yes. movie, and I feel like that's where he should be. It feels right for him.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a shady way. Like, that just feels right for some people, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Candace Cameron Bure, like, belongs
Lacey on... Lacey Chabert.
Yes, totally. Yes. Okay.
And also, he starred as Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid on Broadway from 2009 to 2010.
Okay, so I included this because, like, how would you feel about Drew Seeley being Prince Eric in live casting for casting the live action Little Mermaid?
I mean, not good. People keep suggesting all of these people for Prince Eric, which, by the way, we also did last week, so if you want to listen to, like, our take on that whole thing, like, listen to that episode. But the issue that I have with, like, who everyone is saying should play Prince Eric is, like, they keep saying these people that are just too old for Halle Bailey, like, by a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, and she's, like, really young, isn't she?
Yeah, she seems like a baby. But my whole thing is, like, just keep it appropriate, everyone. It's 2019. Like, stop.
Well,
it.
I think, like, the Prince Eric character, like, for sure needs to be older than her, but I would say like 25 or under, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
like, Prince Eric, I think 20 to 25 range for sure.
But my issue is, like, that's something that you can really, like, fudge in a cartoon much mm-hmm. more than you can fudge in live action.
Oh,
so,
yeah, completely.
Yeah. But that's just an issue with, people keep saying, like, Harry Styles or, like, I don't know, other things like that, which just, no, absolutely not. Stop it.
Yeah, no, and, like, Harry Styles is not Disney vibes. Like, that's not...
No.
Like, that's not the little Harry Styles.
He is Prince Eric vibes, but he's not Prince Eric opposite.
No. Yeah, no. Because she's, like, super cute, you know? And it just, it's not gonna...
Yeah. I mean, I even think Shawn Mendes is too old.
I think... Who, what, the guy from Riverdale who's,
Charles Melton?
Yeah. I think he would be perfect.
Yeah. I would watch that. Yeah, I feel like he's older than Shawn Mendes, but, like, I don't know. I think
he looks age appropriate, and I think he matches her well. Like, he would look...
I don't know. I just feel like they're going to go really young, and these last live-action movies, like, I haven't heard good things, so I feel like The Little Mermaid's not going to be good either.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not excited about it.
I mean, Lion King is getting, like, scathing reviews, so...
Yeah, not good.
I'm not happy. However, I did hear that Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen are amazing. Like, they, like, make the movie, which I
assumed. Oh, yeah, not shocking.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they had that premiere on Hollywood Boulevard, and I didn't go down there. But
oh, really?
I saw it from afar and was like, absolutely not.
Have you, like, actually gone to any of them? Like...
I mean, I've walked by a few, like, on my way to go get pokey. You know what I mean? Like, but I never...
So you do not, like, partake?
Go. Absolutely okay. not.
Because Dove Cameron was not there, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And now she never will be, so...
Okay. Okay. That is dark. Such a pessimistic view of Dove Cameron's career.
Like, and I only have optimism for Dove Cameron's career.
She will never be
at
a premiere ever again, so...
Here's the thing, though, like... I could totally see that for her. Like, I could totally see her becoming a stage performer and loving it.
I feel like Dove Cameron has, like, she needs more, she doesn't have enough money to do that yet, you know?
That's so shady. She's like so much money. I think she's fine.
I don't think she has like retire and do, you know, like I don't think she has like fucking money.
Oh, she is absolutely not retired. My thing is, I don't think she's constantly talking about like getting sick and like having voice issues and stuff. And like, I think that that's probably what will keep her from doing stage forever.
Yeah, because they do like 8 performances.
I think she should definitely take some time off and like do some screen stuff. But who am I? Like, Dove Cameron, do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think she can do whatever she wants, but I just don't think she has the kind of, like, I don't think she has the money at this point to just do, like, theater stuff. Like, I think that's almost, like,
I don't know. I think she'd be fine.
A privilege that you kind of get.
She doesn't seem like somebody who, like, needs a, I don't know. Anyway.
The girl was double, she had 2 Prada bags on at the same time.
That's true. I sent you that. That was like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think she's accustomed to a certain lifestyle, and I think like Lea Michele can do that, and I think
those Prada bags Daniel hold Radcliffe for a long can time. Do that.
But like, I don't think Dove Cameron can do that yet. You know?
Okay.
Also, so about Drew Seeley, like I just need this to be known, and I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but like he gives me like really skeevy vibes.
He gives me very sort of like hashtag nice guy vibes, you know what I mean?
Like he gives me hashtag creepy guy. Like he always,
I don't know.
Like he just creeps me out. Something about him creeps me out. I don't know what it is.
Is it the fact that he's going after someone who's, you know, like half his age in this movie, or
it's not even this movie. Okay, so honestly, when I turned on Drew Seeley was he. Okay, so there's a video for The Greatest Showman, and it's when they're doing the, they're, like, all in New York City, and they're singing, it's when they're, like, trying to get the movie picked up, and they're singing the songs, like, Hugh Jackman just had, like, surgery, and he's not supposed to sing, and then they're, like, singing From Now On together, like, all of them, and Drew Seeley is there singing, and, like, he's, like, a stand-in for somebody, I don't know who, it's, like, you can find this very, it's a very, like, I've seen it a million times. And, like, Drew
Seeley.
He's
standing in for Zac Efron, right?
What?
He's standing in for Zac Efron.
Yeah, I think, yeah, he's standing in for Zac Efron, I'm sure. And he just, like, seems like such a dick. Like, he, like, everybody is so.
Which is weird, because he's not, you know.
Yeah, and, like, I think, like, he just seems, like, so, like, over it and, like, everybody is like really into it and like
to
having
be fair,
this like moment.
I also would be over it if I was Drew Seeley. Like, you know, always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
But like, also, Hugh Jackman's like right in front of you and having this like glorious true. Moment, and it's just like, Drew Seeley, put a fucking smile on your face. You're on camera. Like, pretend like you're happy and excited. Like, I don't care if you're not. But like, this is like Broadway.
You don't know what
and
people
like,
are going through. Maybe he had a bad day. Maybe he got
I don't
some
know.
Bad news.
But like, it just like
puts
such a bad taste.
Zac Efron got it.
But like, there's just, it's just like this moment where they're all like just real, you know. And he just seems like so above it and over it. And like, I just got bad. I don't know. So like, ever yeah. since then, I kind of like see him through that lens. And I'm just like, Drew Seeley's a jerk.
Yeah, it's also weird to me that like, Drew Seeley didn't get the role of Troy Bolton in High School Musical because he was too old, and then, like, 2 years later, they gave him a role in a high school movie where he, like, plays a high school student. I'm like, stop. Like, make up your mind.
Like, I feel like Drew Seeley, what, like, feels like he should have been Zac Efron, and he's not.
Yeah, you Drew know? Seeley's, like, ugh, my parents, like, why did you guys not have me just, like, 2 years earlier?
Like, he like, lives in Zac Efron's shadow, weirdly.
It's honestly kind of sad. Like, I would be upset, too, if I was Drew Seeley.
No, I'm sure. But I feel like Drew Seeley needs to go and just be on. Like, I think he has a wonderful voice. I think he just needs to do Broadway, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's sort of what he's doing. But
like, is
he?
Because, like,
but, yeah, no, he's not. How much do you think a cameo costs from Drew Seeley? I love how every time we've said his name, we have said Drew Seeley.
Wait. Is he on Cameo?
Yeah.
Wait, do you actually know what the number is?
Yeah.
Oh my god, okay, so
I googled him and he had the link in his Instagram bio.
Okay, I'm gonna guess. Oh my god.
Say his full name again.
Drew Seeley? So I think a cameo from Drew Seeley is $50.
You nailed it. How did you get that? It is $50.
Really?
Yeah.
I just, who wants a cameo from Drew Seeley? I just don't know who wants that. He's like, might be the most irrelevant person on.
I don't know. Cameo. Here's the thing. Like, every time we just keep saying his full name, and it's like, it's lost all meaning to me. Like, when you read the same word, like, over and over again. But, like, and it sounds like it's spelled like D R U S E E L I. Like, Drusili. Like,
I just don't.
I don't know.
Oh my God. Whatever. I'm sure he has a podcast. Need to move on.
He should, honestly.
I'm sure he does. Like, he should call his podcast almost Zac Efron. Or
I feel like maybe he seems like the kind of guy who, like, chills at the Grove, just, like, waiting for someone to validate him. I don't know. I'm saying really mean things about him.
I feel like he, from, like, my, in that same vein, like, I feel like he's the guy that you'd be like, are you Drew Seeley? And he'd be like, yeah, yeah. You want a picture? Like, you know, like, he'd be like that guy. He'd be like, no, I just thought you looked familiar.
Yeah, he's been on podcasts before, but he does not have one.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. He should get one.
I mean, yeah.
With all the time he has on his hands.
I don't know. He's a dad.
Oh, I guess it's my turn. Okay, so also in this movie is Jane Lynch, who plays Dominique. Sorry, I'm burping. So,
cool.
Her known fours are Glee from 2009 to 2015, Wreck-It Ralph from 2012, Role Models from 2008, and Paul from 2011.
I'm only thinking of, hi, I'm Paul.
Where's that from?
That's from the end of Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, okay. So Jane Lynch is actually deaf in her right ear due to a childhood illness, which I thought was really weird.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither, right?
Did you watch the Prime Day concert?
No. Why?
Okay, it was weird. She did a very weird job.
Wait, Jane Lynch was involved in the Prime Day concert?
Yeah, she, like, hosted it. It was her and Tyler Oakley hosting it.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it was super weird.
Huh. Okay.
That's what I was doing when you ghosted me last week, just so you know. Olivia ghosted me last week. I was, like, fully ready to record.
Yeah.
And Olivia was just sleeping.
Yeah. That was me.
Yeah, so it's her fault. This time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I completely own that. Yeah. I was asleep. Dead asleep. Till 2 a.m. I could have recorded at 2 a.m. on Friday, but...
No. 2 a.m. on Friday.
Yeah, so it'd be like 2 a.m. So it'd be like midnight or like 11:30.
I was ready at like... What day was that? That was Wednesday, right?
No, we were... So I mean 2 a.m. Thursday. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. No, it was, it was 7:10 that we were going to record, and I said, can you do 6? And then I get a text on the 11th at 9:05 a.m. So I slept from 6 my time last night until 2 a.m., and I said, thought maybe you were dead.
Kind of. Comatose, anyway, basically.
That's our text message thread. So, Olivia, you also... Oh, you did respond to that. Never mind. I just didn't see it until right now. Anyway, okay. So no theatrical release, so no box office info.
Totally skipped a part.
Oh, sorry. I forgot that no one said that yet. So, slightly notable, because there isn't really much else. Like, there's no trivia, there's no box office. We just want to
There's
talk about
one
this.
Piece of trivia.
Okay, sure. Sure. One of the stepsisters, played by Emily Perkins, is Eunice, and she's the man. What a role. And then the other one looked familiar to me, and turns out she was in The Arrangement, so a mild level of familiarity, like, checks out. But I was like, who is that? Why do I recognize her? And it was from The Arrangement, a show that I watched literally every week that it was on, like, the day that it aired.
I mean, if you lived in Los Angeles, like, I feel like it held, like, personal, you know? Like, I felt like I was, like, I could relate.
Here's the thing. Great rich people show.
Yeah.
I felt similarly to The Royals.
Oh my god, The Royals was so good, though. Like, The Royals was, like, a better rich people show than The Arrangement.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, obviously, because it's the royal family.
Well, yeah. I think, like, The Arrangement was a decent, like, L.A. rich people show, but, like, The Royals was just, like, next level. And, like, the casting was so good. I love Elizabeth Hurley, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, anyway. What's your trivia fact, Olivia? Do you want to go through?
So, since there was no theatrical release in box office, the only trivia fact we have is that Drew Seeley is 10 years and 3 months older than Selena Gomez. So, like, pretty big age gap.
Who was how old? Like, 16 in 2008? Like, how old was she?
I don't know.
I would need to look it up, but I feel like she wasn't old enough for this to happen. It just feels strange. So she's now 26. So in 2008, she would have been 15. And he was 25 and 3 months. So this is
like,
not okay.
And like, she looks 15. Like, that's the thing.
And it's like, he looks 37.
Yeah.
No, that's mean. He clearly looked 25.
Like, I didn't notice it until they were, like, dancing together without, like, masks on. Like, during their, like, date when they, like, he comes over and helps her clean or whatever.
No,
like,
the mask definitely covers the crow's feet.
Yeah, but, like, when he, like, comes over to the house and is, like, helping her, I'm like, wow, he looks so much older than, like,
no, it's just absurd that this happened. Like, this would never happen in 2019. Here I am being like, Shawn Mendes is too old for Halle Bailey, and Shawn Mendes is, like, literally 20.
He's so cute.
He is. Like, I'm just, how do you feel about him and
I don't like it at all.
Okay. I just don't really like Camila Mendes, but
it's not it's Camila Cabello.
Oh, sorry, my bad. That's what I
feel like she's, like, going
it's
to corrupt
soon to
him.
Be Camila Mendes.
No. That would be so weird, though, right? That there's two Camila Mendes.
Halle Bailey is 19, by the way. I didn't realize that. I thought she was younger.
Who? Camila Cabello?
Halle Bailey.
Oh, okay. Wow, she looks younger. But, like, I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like Shawn Mendes. And
yeah, Camila Cabello is 22.
Really? I thought she was older than that.
Yeah. I feel like she's just been around for a long time.
Yeah, I think she was just young when she started.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, she really must have been. She's a superstar. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Whatever. But he...
Like it or not.
See, I don't know. I don't think I think he's a superstar.
Both superstars.
I don't know. I don't think she... I think, like, she's hitching her wagon to him.
Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez walked so that Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes could run.
I think... Well, like, she's not headlining her own tour, you know?
No, and but she's opening for Selena Gomez. Or for Selena Gomez. For Taylor Swift. That's pretty good.
But I mean, like,
Taylor Swift was never in a Cinderella story movie.
But, like, okay, so Taylor Swift is playing, like, she's playing, like, when she was in St. Louis last time, she was at the same venue that Shawn Mendes is at now. So, I mean,
Well, Shawn Mendes isn't at the Rose Bowl.
Well, whatever. I mean,
he's at Staples.
So, like, I think Shawn Mendes is bigger, and I think his music is better. I think he's bigger than, I think... Shawn Mendes has
so
more
adorable.
Star power.
Like,
yeah,
no
I
one
think he's a
like
superstar.
Him, so I just
like you can't say a bad thing about Shawn Mendes. Like, you
no,
just
I
can't.
Absolutely can't. He's dating Camila Cabello.
That's the bad thing. Is that he has terrible taste in women.
That's not very nice.
Whatever. Come at me, Camila.
No, Camila Cabello is beautiful, talented.
Oh my God, she's stunning and gorgeous. So, I just wish she had
Shawn Mendes better... could do worse.
He could do worse, but I think he could also do better.
Who? Who would you put Shawn Mendes with?
Me! Aside from me, I don't know. I don't know, because I don't trust anyone. And, like, yeah. I think he's a precious gem of a man, and I think, like, he needs to be protected, and he needs somebody, like, I think he needs, like, a normal person, because I think he is a normal person, you know?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I feel like I would put, like, if I had to put him with anyone, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
I could see him with, like, a Chloe Grace Moretz.
I don't know. I don't know.
Or, like, somebody like her. Maybe, like, a Hailee Steinfeld or, like, somebody kind of like that.
Yeah.
I think yeah. Hailee Steinfeld would be cute with him.
Honestly, in another life, like, he's dating Sophie Turner.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel that. Like maybe she's too much for him.
Yeah, possibly.
She's, like, she's too good for him.
And I think she's too, old for him, too.
In another life, he's dating Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah, exactly, though. Yeah, I think, I think him and Sophie Turner would be really cute together, but I think she is too much for him. Like, I think she's a lot of personality, and I think, like, Joe does such a good job of, like, mediating that. Like, I think he doesn't mind, like, taking the back seat to her sometimes, which they're I absolutely love.
My favorite celebrity couple.
They're the best. Like, they're so fucking cute. I love them so much. Okay, anyway, so the plugs.
So, go to tbgamp.com for everything you need to know about the show. From there, you will also find a link to our Redbubble store where you can buy stuff to support our show, Charity Starts at Home, etc., etc. You've heard me say it a million times already.
Exactly.
You get it.
Also, while you're listening to the podcast, just go ahead and scroll to the bottom of your Apple Podcast app and select 5 stars. It's that easy. And if you really love us, you can go the extra mile and leave us a review.
Yeah. Be sure to talk about our podcast to literally anyone that'll listen. That includes friends, parents, work colleagues, the person in the bathroom stall next to you, on Facebook, anyone. Excuse me. Oh, my God. Spread the word of TBT AMP like you would Jesus Christ, or like me telling people something that they don't know.
Tell me something I don't know.
How many inches in a mile?
I don't know the next lyric.
What it takes to make you smile. That's what it is. Get you not to treat me like a child baby.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Is that a child baby or is that a child comma baby? Do you know what I mean? Ooh, anyway. But Drew Seeley should be treating Selena Gomez like a child because she is a child.
So he's like a babysitter? Ugh, okay. So if you have anything you want to share with us about the show, you can email us at tbtamp@gmail.com or slide into our DMs on Instagram at tbtpodcast. You can follow my personal Instagram and Twitter at MacIsCheesy. That's M-A-C-K is cheesy.
And I'm at Miranda Johnson, MiraNdahrHnzon.
All right. So I'll start with the plot. So Mary, played by Selena Gomez, is essentially an assistant for her adoptive mother, Dominique. After her mother, one of Dominique's backup dancers, dies, Dominique is a washed-up pop star who refuses to let go of the modicum of fame she has previously acquired. Mary, along with Dominique's two actual daughters, go to Beverly Glen High School.
Not a real high school, by the way.
No. Yeah, no. Isn't it just Beverly Hills High School?
Probably.
Along with teen pop sensation Joey Parker, Joey and his music label are hosting a dance competition to cast the lead role in his upcoming music video.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. So, Dominique, played by Jane Lynch, she is filming a commercial all about Bacne. And it really reminds me of, like, I feel like there was a time when Kris Jenner was doing something with, like, adult diapers because she had bladder issues from having 17 children.
So Lisa Rinna, who is on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like, she actually did a Depends commercial, and she was paid $1 million for it. So, like, I feel like that might be what she, I think, like, they might have ripped off of that for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But, like, yeah, Lisa Rinna did that commercial. And yeah, she openly like, talked I think about how they paid 7 figures for it.
Honestly, I'd do it. But
oh, me too.
I just, like, you say, I think you're thinking of Lisa Rinna. I've never thought of Lisa Rinna in my life.
I think, like, when I think of it now, I think I'm trying to remember, like, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I feel like they definitely, like, ripped off of that. But, because okay. it was a big storyline on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, too, obviously.
Interesting. I'd like to know crazy. The years. Maybe they ripped it off from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Who knows? Also, add this to the list of beautiful homes that we've talked about. The house this is house is absolutely beautiful. And I also LOL'd that Selena is skateboarding with elbow and knee pads. I was like, you go, Disney, you know, showing the kids to be safe.
Yeah. But, like, half the time she's not actually skateboarding. She's, like, running with a skateboard. So it's just, like, Selena Gomez in a helmet and knee pads and elbow pads.
We have to show that Selena Gomez is cool. She can skateboard and she, like, eats pickles out of the jar.
Did she eat pickles out of the jar?
Oh my god, you didn't notice that?
No, I must have not. Oh my god,
she was eating like pickle slices straight from the jar, which apparently was like a thing that Selena Gomez would like actually eat. And I remember reading that she also ate like she would pop popcorn and then dip it in pickle juice. And I was like, that's anorexia if I've ever heard it.
That's so random, but okay, yeah. I kind of, like, want to see how that tastes, though,
because I love pickles. Allegedly, it's not anorexia. I tried it. It was disgusting. The popcorn got soggy.
Yeah, that's
But now that they, like, Trader Joe's makes dill pickle-flavored popcorn. It's not very good.
Really? Oh,
it's
that's too a
sour. It's not so okay. But I tried it, and I thought of Selena Gomez while I was eating it. Okay.
So did they.
Yeah. So Joey and his best friend Dustin, who's precious, Dustin is, like, makes the whole movie.
Is he?
I don't know.
Precious is the word.
I don't know, but he's
a lot.
He adds a lot. So Joey and Dustin arrive to a huge crowd of his adoring classmates, which is just awkward. No one should have that, especially not just, like, a random dude in high school. Like, they have enough of an ego. It's immediately apparent that Mary and Tammy are the social outcasts of their class. Tammy is, Mary's best friend.
Yes.
Sure. She drives the pumpkin car. Whatever. While Mary's pseudo-sisters, Bree and Britt, and, like, those names sound similar, but you don't need to be able to, like, distinguish between the two. Like,
they're
Bree
the same
slash
person.
Britt. Yeah, they're, like, two halves of the same. I believe it seems like they would be the ones to have the matching Volkswagen bugs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then there's their queen bee, Natalia, who you can remember that Natalia is the queen bee because her name is Natalia, and no one named Natalia is not the queen bee. And they're sort of the popular kids at Beverly Glen High School. So Mary partakes in Natalia, Bree, and Britt's dance class by sneaking into the building through a window, and she's, like, practicing on the opposite side of the two-way mirror where they can see a class of dancers, but they can't see her. Note from my friend who worked in a gym, mirrors are like that in, like, gyms and workout spaces so that they can
have, really?
Like, yeah, they're two-way, or one-way,
Why?
I don't know. You know, Just so that they can, you know, surveil and not know about it. I don't know. So this isn't actually that realistic. It's not that unrealistic.
Really? Because, like, it feels like it's so weird. Like, that feels so weird.
It feels really creepy. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's obvious that despite her lack of expensive training, Mary has inherited her mother's natural dance abilities. Good for her.
Yeah.
I feel like a little struggle really helps the dance abilities.
She definitely has, like, an underdog thing going for her.
You can't be rich and be a good dancer.
I feel like the only people who are good like, the best dancers are rich people.
Oh, interesting. What about, like, Step Up?
I don't think that's, like, super accurate.
Okay.
And Jenna Dewan Tatum in Step Up was a rich kid.
Yeah, but, like, Channing Tatum was a better dancer.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. He was, like, a... I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway, it's a different kind of dance. They didn't even try and make this high school look like it's in Beverly Hills. If you're trying to picture it, it looks like it's in Forks, Washington. It is not in Beverly Hills. And then also, if you're trying to picture the outfits that Joey is wearing, he looks like Adrien Grenier now. Like, this is what Adrien Grenier wears in 2019.
So, like, weirdly, I don't know what made me think of this, but the scene where she's dancing with the two-way mirror reminds me of the opening scene of Bridesmaids, where, like, Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig are, like... They're at the park, and they're, like, stealing the fitness class from everybody. Like, they're sitting, like, behind the trees and, like, watching the fitness class and, like, doing it themselves because they didn't want to pay for it. Like, I feel like that's what's happening here.
Yeah, no, totally. That is what's happening. But I'm also going to tell you, like, I haven't seen Bridesmaids more than once, and I didn't think it was that funny.
Oh, my God. That makes me so sad for you.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not sad about it. Also, very quick question here. During this scene, when Drusilla and Selena Gomez are dancing on opposite sides of the mirror, it really struck me that, like, I don't know which is weirder. Like, I don't know if it's weirder for Joey to be dancing with himself like that in the mirror, like how, like, self-absorbed. So sexually? And then I also don't know if it's, like, weirder for Selena Gomez to be doing that kind of dance with Joey when, like, he doesn't know that she's there.
Because,
like,
we also,
I understand, like, that in the movie it's supposed to be like, oh, they, like, feel each other's energy, like, they know that they're there, but it's like they don't.
But, like, also in the back of your mind, you have, so they, I think they've played it already at this point. So Selena Gomez, her two, like, weird sister people, her adopted sisters, like, have found this video of her from when she was, like, probably 5 years previously.
Yeah.
Of her, like, being...
5 years? I seems, like, longer than that, but sure.
But, like, how long has Joey been famous for?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
So, like, when she was a lot younger, she's, like, this little kid, and she's, like, made this video about how in love with Joey Parker she was. So, like, yeah. In the back of your mind, you know she has this giant crush on him. So, this scene is so weird.
It's very, and what it kind of reminded me of is the new, the version of Bad Guy by Billie Eilish that came out with Justin Bieber, and, like, the album art is a cover of Billie Eilish, like, in her room in this weird, like, outfit, and there's Justin Bieber posters all over the wall behind her. Oh, yeah, it's really a lot, and it's cute that, like, they're embracing it, but it could be, you know,
like, I don't see Billie Eilish being a big Justin Bieber person.
She was.
Really?
Yeah.
She must have taken a big turn somewhere. Because
yeah, you know, things change.
That doesn't seem to be her aesthetic, but...
As the Jonas Brothers would say, people change and promises are broken.
All right, so when Mary arrives home, she finds out that Dominique and her daughters will be having Joey and his family over for dinner that evening so that Dominique can convince him to create a duet with her. Joey and his family arrive and are left waiting 40 minutes for Dominique, but his parents prevent him from walking away immediately. After bantering back and forth, Joey and Dustin decide to leave, but Joey falls on top of Mary, who is serving dinner, which is so awkward.
It's real uncomfortable.
And she has, like, a maid outfit, and it's just, like...
She is 15 years old.
And, like, also, like, kind of the like... I have to say, like, the subtle, like, racism that's there, too.
Like, not that subtle.
Yeah, like, I didn't like that. I was like, okay, let's put the one Hispanic person in a maid outfit and make her serve a bunch of white people. Like, yeah, this no, is
all
so
the,
awkward.
All the white people are, like, super wealthy. And mm-hmm. then there's, like, you know, there's... Mary and her black friend, you know, like,
yes,
driving the beat-up car that doesn't work. It's sad. It's like, come
yeah,
on.
It's
I guess
not
there's Dustin,
great.
But, like, come on, guys. It was only 2008 when this movie was made.
Yeah, like, we could have done a little bit better here. Like,
but
come
we see
on.
That about literally every movie.
Yeah, It was not good. I mean, yeah, exactly. But, like, we have to say it. We have to say it about every movie because it's there. It's there. It's noticeable. It's not great.
Yeah. Another movie I recently watched because it came recommended and I was able to watch it on, like, 2x speed was Sliding Doors, which I think came out in, like, 98 or something like that. And literally only white people in the entire movie. It was ridiculous.
I've never heard of this movie.
Sliding Doors is this movie starring Gwyneth Paltrow where she is an ad exec in London and she gets fired and she goes home and gets on the tube, which is the sliding doors. It's like a tube and an elevator. And she goes home and she finds her boyfriend, husband cheating on her.
No.
And then there's another sort of parallel storyline happening at the same time where the tube doors close, she doesn't get on the train, and then she doesn't get home in time to see her husband cheating on her. So it's like sort of these two parallel like timelines happening, and you see like, you know, sometimes dumping your man is a good thing.
Interesting.
And that's an important message to share in 2019.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
I need to tell Bailey to watch that movie.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Anyway, okay, so it's really weird to me that, like, Joey has this conversation about not wanting to work with Dominique right in front of her daughters. Like, in her house.
I'm and like, it's what's also wrong with weird you? That, like, he goes to school with them and, like, I don't know. It's just,
I don't know if that's that weird.
I feel like that's really weird that, like, he goes to school with them and, like, he would be making some kind of, like, duet with their mom. And I don't know. The whole thing is
weird. It's just
weird
that he's, like, going to school. I think that's the weird
part. Yeah, that's the weird part is that this guy is at their school. Yeah. Really.
So Mary tells Tammy that she doesn't feel like attending the school's dance, the black and white ball, but Tammy is able to convince her that they will both finally fit in since everyone will be wearing masks. And, like, you totally can't recognize who someone is when they're wearing a mask.
I'm really over that trope. Honestly,
the only time it was okay was in season one of Gossip Girl when, like, Nate accidentally kisses Jenny.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I have this as... I'm like, I feel like I wrote this down as a... I feel like I wrote this down as a note, and I did. It's on the next one. Okay, continuing on.
Okay. So Brie and Britt, I have said... Olivia wrote their names down, Britt and Brie. Both times that I have had to read Britt and Brie, I've accidentally read Brie and Britt.
Whatever, they're the same.
Yeah. They overhear the conversation that Tammy and Mary are having, and they immediately, like, tell Dominique about it, and then Dominique tasks Mary with this seemingly insurmountable job of cleaning out her bedroom by midnight, essentially forcing Mary to stay home from the ball. However, Tammy saves the day by bringing in her sister's boyfriend's cousin's cousins to clean Dominique's room while she and Mary go to the dance. Again, another very uncomfortable situation here, but I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, nope. I think it was very clearly uncomfortable.
Yeah, so this is where Selena Gomez is eating pickles out of the jar. She's, like, with with Tammy. I wrote it down. It was just a very visceral sensation that, like, really reminded me of, like, a time in life when people thought that was okay. And honestly, it's something that I still do, but I don't reach my fingers in there. That's disgusting. Like, I use a fork.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you use a fork to get pickles out of the pickle jar, obviously. Yeah, and I don't... What?
I love pickles.
Me too. Love pickles. Okay.
You don't like olives though, right?
No.
Okay. I love olives too. Anyway, there's also a dog that shows up here.
She like finds it, which is
and
not good.
She literally like lifts up a pile of clothes and there's a dog there just randomly. Like, this totally didn't need to happen. I don't know why this happened in this movie. But the dog's name is Manson. It's very weird. It's like, yeah, you found Manson in your house under a pile of laundry. Like, that's strange in Beverly Hills.
The whole thing, yeah, that was weird, too. Yeah, and, like, she's like, we've been looking for you for, like, weeks or something. Like, I'm like,
yeah, and
what?
She's like, go, be free. And I'm like, this Pomeranian cannot survive in the wild. Yeah. What's wrong with you? Coyotes gonna eat them up.
It was very strange.
Anyway, yeah. It was weird.
So, at the Black and White Ball, Mary arrives wearing a red dress and a gold mask, which,
like... Mary wears a red dress to a Black and White Ball.
Yeah, cool. mind you, it's called the Black and White Ball. It's the Black and White Ball, and Mary...
It's actually just a soccer game, the Black and White Ball.
good one. Mary arrives wearing a red dress and a gold mask, which Joey is immediately attracted to.
She looks like the flamenco things. Dancer emoji.
She totally does. He asks her to dance, and she requests a special Latin ballroom song from the DJ. She gives the DJ her Zune, and the two dance perfectly together. Seething from jealousy, Natalia instructs Britt and Bree to spill marbles on the dance floor, and Mary falls in the middle of the number. Joey helps Mary up, telling her that she was amazing, revealing his true identity to her. Suddenly, the clock strikes midnight, and Mary and Tammy must race home, but Mary drops her Zune in her haste.
Devastating.
So bad. They make it home just in the nick of time, and Dominique is none the wiser. She's also wasted, so, you know, that happens, too.
Yeah, she'd have no idea. Manson could come in, and she'd be like, oh, nice to see you, Mary.
So, Dustin is wearing full-on Victoria's Secret runway wings.
Honestly, where did he get those? Wishes.
But, it's like, why the fuck is this guy wearing giant wings? Like, he doesn't fit.
He went to a costume shop in Hollywood, and they're like, here you go. For sure.
I know, but, I want those wings. Those are hard to find, you know?
Those wings seem like he could actually, fly away.
They were broader than his shoulders, for sure. They weren't little wings, they were big wings.
He drank a Red Bull and they just appeared. So also this part of the movie that the sort of slipper section, this happens so much sooner than sort of I remembered it happening. This happens very early on in the movie.
Yeah it does.
It's more so, it's more of, the start of Act 2 than anything else. But anyway.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Also, as we said previously, are we really not supposed to, are we really supposed to believe that these people can't tell each other apart simply because they have, a mask over the top half of their face? I just can't get on board with that.
At least with, Serena and Jenny, they were wearing the same outfit. They, switched outfits in the bathroom, and then...
Yeah, and they're both, super thin blonde girls who had similar hair, same outfits, you know,
the same snatch jawline, you know?
Yeah, it's conceivable, but this is just, ridiculous. Yeah.
I feel like there's no way, Taylor Momsen is... It must be, 7 inches shorter than Blake Lively, but maybe that's just the vibe that I get.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things that,
And it helps that Nate Archibald is an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, I just, am so tired of, having, the level of reality that we have to, suspend to get to this is just, it's next level. It really is.
It's first of all, Dominique has a slave. Second of all, slave gets a Zoom. Third of all, anyway.
That she, we're supposed to believe she altruistically just adopted
altruistically adopt her. She was oh great, I can have a slave.
Well, but are we supposed to believe that Dominique was raising three children at the same time?
No, she's only raising babies. Two of them. Mary is raising herself.
Well, yeah, but when they were babies, how did that work? That's what I want to know. I know we just always skip over that whole part of their lives, but how did the baby rearing of this whole situation happen? Or was did her mom die last year?
I assumed her mom died much more recently. I didn't think it was a baby situation.
I hope so.
Anyway. So, the next morning, Joey makes an announcement to the school over the loudspeakers for the girl who danced with him to tell him the top 4 most played songs on the Zune playlist. Here's the thing.
I could not tell you the top 4 of my most played songs on any playlist of mine. Any of them.
Yeah, no. I hate that, like, Spotify doesn't do that, because I do remember iTunes would have, like, on iTunes, they would have, like, the number of times you've listened to this song. Mm-hmm. So, like, hypothetically, she could have gone home, checked her laptop, and then, like, let him know. But I think they only had that on iTunes. Like, I don't think they had that on the Zune, iZunes. Like,
yeah, because they don't have it on Spotify, at least not that I know of.
No, but on Spotify, like, at least they'll send you your thing at the end of the year. Anyway.
Yeah, but
they send you your W-2 at the end of the year. But I just, it's very strange. And, like, anyone who made an announcement like this, can you imagine, like, a guy at your school making an announcement? Like, I have somebody Zune, and, like, whoever can tell me what's on the Zune, like, we get to make out. Like, can you imagine someone announcing that? It would be ridiculous.
I mean, if it was, like, Justin Bieber or, you know, like, if it was somebody super famous, then, like, this kid, that's another thing about, like, Drew Seeley, is, like, he has, like, he
doesn't have the swag for this.
Well, and he's, like, very aware that he's the most popular person in school, you know? Like, yeah, there's but, no, like,
it doesn't feel right. I just don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't work for him, but, like, it also is, like, he's very, like, arrogant and, like, it's not attractive. Like, he's so arrogant and full of himself. It's, like, why is she supposed to be, like, losing her shit over this guy? Like,
yeah, I
just don't think... He comes off like a jerk, you know?
Yeah. But it is just very sort of, like, full of himself. Like, this girl didn't tell you who she was. Maybe she didn't like you that much. Like,
yeah, maybe she doesn't want you to chase after her. Yeah, like chill,
let her
bro.
Live. Britt and Bree over here, Barry telling Tammy that she's the one who danced with Joey at the ball, because they also, like, didn't recognize this girl that lives in their house. The two confront her, blackmailing Mary with the old video of her dancing to one of Joey's songs and professing her love for him. The sisters then separately break into Mary's room and look at her playlist on her laptop to find the most played songs, which is something you could do on iTunes, but I don't think you could do with a Zune.
But also, remember when you, like, had to have a computer to, like, link to get, like, your songs
you to, like,
onto
sync.
An MP3
you had to, like,
player?
Plug in that cord.
Yeah, that God, that was such a pain
cord.
In the ass.
And then Britt confronts Joey with the correct songs, but he sees through after he asks her to dance, and also because she's, like, 7 inches taller than Selena Gomez. And,
like, both of them have, like, dirty blonde hair.
Yeah.
So.
And they're both also completely inept at dancing.
And, like, one of them wears braces. Like,
what are you doing?
It's like, you wouldn't notice that.
Get Invisalign, you weirdo.
Yeah, come on.
Kidding. Braces are fine.
Or, you know, what is it? Smile Direct Club.
Candid Go.
Exactly. Whoever wants to sponsor us, that'd be fantastic. Get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, weren't Britt and Bree, like, they were in Natalia's dance class, so, like, shouldn't they be able to dance? Like,
yeah, no, I don't, it must not have been a very good dance class, because it couldn't teach them to do anything, and they were also really bad in the dance class. Like, they were just bumping into each other. Like, they were only there because Joey was going to be there. Like, they don't go every week.
I don't feel like that's how, like, dance studios work, but okay.
No, but I think when you're rich enough, it could be.
Yeah, that's true. I guess so.
I just love that the Zune is such a prominent part of this story. Like, the Zune is really a snapshot in time.
Like, you know, I would love to know, like, the numbers on what Zune paid to, like, be in this. Because, you know, like, that, like, they could have just said MP3 player the whole time. And, like, they made a point. Like, when they said Zune the first time, I'm like, what?
No, it's totally, like, Apple passed, you know? Like, they went to Apple first to be able to say iPod, and, like, Apple passed. And
yeah,
so they went
for
to Zune.
Sure. So they were like, oh, shit, so now we have to go to Zune? Like, I don't know any other ones that, I don't even remember any, like, popular MP3 players.
No, I feel like my brother had something that was called, like, a Rio or something like that. It was, like, yellow.
Yeah.
I'm going to look and see if this is a thing. Yeah, totally. It was called a Rio. His was, like, yellow, and it looked like a watch or something. Like, it was,
okay,
like, a little... I don't know.
I'm gonna pause for just a sec. I have to use the bathroom.
Okay, I just found it. I found exactly the one that my brother had.
Oh, dear. It was yellow?
So, the one that my brother had was called the Rio Cali. That was sort of the model that he had. And it's yellow, and it looks like a little stopwatch. Do you know the capacity on this thing, Olivia? The capacity was 256 megabytes.
Oh my god. That's like, oh wow. That's like 50 songs, maybe? Yeah,
look, 50 was all you need. It was more than a CD.
Okay, yeah, a little bit.
And this thing was small, too.
It was literally tiny. Two CDs. Like, that is two CDs.
Yeah, but, like, put your, like, thumb and, like, middle finger together in a circle. Like, that's how big this thing was.
Oh, that's so small.
It was pretty small. Like, I was small back then, so maybe it was even smaller. I don't know. I was never small. What am I talking about?
Okay, so...
It is a 3.1 on Amazon with 199 ratings.
You can still buy them?
Yeah.
How much does it cost now?
You could buy one for... hold on, it's, like, only available from third-party sellers.
Oh.
You could buy one for... CL buying options. $44.99.
$44?
And shipping is $4.99. That'd be like a funny, like, joke present to get my brother.
But I feel like you can buy, like, an MP3 player that can put 10,000 songs on it for, like, $50 now, totally. You know?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny. You can buy
one still in the box for $50 on eBay. I wonder, like, if I did that, I wonder if my brother would, like, know what it was. Like, would he recognize it? Or am I just
Yeah, like,
psycho?
What if he was just, like, you'd be like, oh my god, I got you this gift. It's gonna be so funny.
The answer
and he'd be like, what
to
the fuck
is
this?
Like, I am just a psycho. Yeah, the capacity is 60 songs.
Oh my god.
So it's, like, $1 per song. And then you'd have to, like, find LimeWire or something now to, like, be able to download it. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's not, like, Bluetooth. Like, you couldn't even, like, I don't know. That seems hard. I don't even want, yeah. That's a lot of work.
It really is. Okay. Anyway, okay. Let's
get back to the movie. So Mary decides to talk to Joey in the school parking lot, but he recognizes her from Dominique's house and believes she is a plant sent to convince him to do the duet. Later, Tammy arrives to help Mary serve appetizers at Britt and Bree's birthday party. Dustin asks Tammy if her friend from the ball is at the party because Joey is in love with her, and she confirms that she is. When Joey comes in to meet his mystery girl, he sees Mary and asks if she has seen the girl he is looking for. Oh, God, it's so awkward. But before... He's so dense. Like, come on, bro. But before she can respond, Bree, Britt, and Natalia begin playing Mary's childhood video in front of their entire class.
And, like, it's not Selena Gomez, so they don't even look alike. That could have been anyone.
No, it's, like, yeah, no. And the fact that, like, how does he put together that it's that this is Mary, but he can't put together that, like, Mary was the girl from, like...
Totally.
Like, he... Oh, my God.
Plot
anyway.
Twist. He's just face blind. He doesn't recognize anyone, ever.
He just has no idea.
Yeah, so Mary runs into her room in tears, but rather than sulking, she grabs her boombox and begins playing the Latin song that she and Joey dance to, which he overhears.
He steps outside the house.
Finally realizing that Mary is his mystery girl, and he asks her on a date. He's 25. The next day, Mary receives a letter stating that she is one of 20 applicants that has earned an audition for the Manhattan Academy of Performing Arts. However, when the Academy representative calls to schedule an audition, Dominique answers and he tells her that Mary has broken both of her legs and can no longer dance.
What a twist of fate.
Oh, God, that would suck. That's so sad. Olivia, you're 25.
Would I date a 15-year-old? Absolutely not.
How does that make you feel if, like, a man your age was dating a 15-year-old?
Well, it's illegal.
Yeah,
so
it's not okay.
I mean, but, like, however, I would date a 37-year-old. I would date a 37-year-old.
What?
Like, I would date somebody 10 years older than me now. Like,
yeah,
I
think that's different because you're an adult.
Yeah, no, it's totally different. If one of my guy friends told me he was dating a 15-year-old, I'd be like,
he would no longer be.
You are going to jail. Like,
you're
going to jail.
What if one of your guy friends said, I'm in a movie, but the love interest that I'm playing opposite is 15?
You're going to
jail.
You'd
be like, what kind of movie is this? You're going to jail.
Yeah, like, it's just icky. I don't like it.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's awkward. Yeah. So
just cannot be understated how not okay it is.
Yeah, yeah. So Dominique goes away for the weekend, leaving Mary a long list of chores that she must finish. Rather than cancel their dance practice together, their dance practice date, Joey helps Mary finish all the work while also incorporating her cleaning. Oh, wait. So, like, he, like, incorporates dance into the cleaning. It's, you know, whatever.
Seems like you could have gotten the cleaning done faster if you weren't doing the dance stuff, and then you could have actually gotten some dance practice in, but it's fine, whatever.
So,
it's cute. It's a montage.
Once again, seething with jealousy. I don't know why he said why.
It's fine. We all have our crutch phrases.
Seething with jealousy. Once again, Natalia sends Mary roses as though they were from Joey, telling her to come to his patio at midnight, where she reminds him, or where she finds him talking to Natalia. So, like, Natalia, like, is in his room with him, and they're talking.
Saucy.
So Mary runs away before she can see that he is actually asking Natalia to leave. The next morning, Dominique makes a half-ass attempt to console Mary and tells her that her audition invitation was a mistake. So, that's awkward. But yeah, during this, like, Selena Drew date, it, like, really, that's when you can really see their ages. Like, it's just, it doesn't work. Like, she looks so young, and, like, it's not even that he looks super old. Like, he looks like in his 20s, but she just looks really young too.
Yeah, totally. She's a baby. I will say, though, the girl who plays Natalia was born in 1986, so much more age appropriate, at least.
Oh yeah, there we go. Oh my god.
Anyway, so at school, Mary confronts Joey, letting him know that she's done with him and she's done with dancing. And Dustin and Joey ask Tammy why Mary is being so cold. And she tells him what Mary saw. Thank God for Tammy, honestly. And Joey is able to convince Tammy that Natalia set him up. Oh my god, I cannot read. As well as that he can find a way to convince the Manhattan Academy to give her another chance at an audition. Tammy and Dustin pick up Mary and bring her to Joey's dance competition that evening. Mary watches the other competitors from the audience, and after all the performances, a la Camp Rock or something, Joey takes to the stage to sing and dance to the song that she helped him write when they're, like, harmonizing. And I was like, wow, I definitely remember these harmonies being better. however, he stops part of the way through to invite Mary up onto the stage with him. Following a club-wide chant and some banter between Joey and Mary, she finally hops on stage to best him at his own game. They do a little dance battle. Cute. she eventually acquiesces, fancy, and performs the song alongside Joey.
It's weird. Yeah. And, like, okay, so also, the song that they sing and dance to sounds so much.
PYT song?
Yes. The song from Step Up.
The new classic.
Yeah, so the new classic song that they sing sounds like the song from Step Up that they sing in the club. Like that.
Yeah. I kind of get that. Like it. It's just a very basic song.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. Tammy also says that he cheated, and it's like, were they ever together?
And but also, like, no, he didn't, so.
Yeah. No, he didn't. She's just dumb and, like, ran away.
But, yeah, they went on one date, so how, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
high school.
Sorry,
high school
I just saw so your cute. Character to keep an eye on. As I scrolled down. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
So after their performance, Joey is able to convince Mary that he did not cheat on her.
It's not hard.
Yeah, exactly. She is announced as the winner of the competition, despite not having competed in it, and is strangely congratulated by Natalia. The representative from the Manhattan Academy offers Mary a full scholarship, of course, to the school. As she packs to leave for New York City, she is finally able to quit working for Dominique and drives off into the sunset with Joey.
Into so much student loan debt. Like,
no, she has a full scholarship. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
Yeah, duh, of course. They always give full scholarships to these ridiculous schools.
Well, yeah, this kid has been an indentured servant for her entire life. Anyway, I still know every word to tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I recognize the song, obviously, but, like, I don't, yeah, recognize the word. I didn't, yeah, I had no idea what the words were.
Everybody does. Like, I could do the whole thing. Like, it's just, it's in there. I knew a lot of the new classic, too. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, these were bus songs for me. Like, totally listen to these songs on the bus.
Aw, that's cute.
Aw, that's patronizing.
So, who's your character to keep an eye on?
I'm going to give it to Tammy, because I feel like she really, like, did a lot.
Yeah, and, like, got nothing for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
My character to keep an eye on is Manson, because they literally need to keep an eye on him. Because it seems like they have no idea where he is most of the time, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So what's your rating?
Like a 2.5.
Okay, so I gave it
It's not a good movie, but, like, I didn't hate it.
Okay, yeah, I gave it a 2, because I can't.
It's just really, like, I can't get, so much of the movie is, like, these two as a couple, and I cannot get behind, I can't get behind their relationship because of the age difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't age well. This movie doesn't age well. It doesn't, like.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Not ideal.
So with a overall score of 2.25, I don't know if we have anything else that has
great.
Yeah. So it's right in there with, like, Johnny Tsunami, which got a 2.0. Also, 2.5 with Sierra Burgess is a Loser. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, it's, wow, I also didn't realize we rated Selena Burgess is a Loser. Sierra Burgess is a Loser that low.
Yeah, I didn't think so either, but yeah, I guess we didn't like it. I didn't remember disliking it so much, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. So, next week, we are going to start talking about Descendants, because Descendants 3 comes out really soon. Definitely, like, condolences. They're absolutely not going to hear this, but, like, we feel so sad about Cameron Boyce. Like, I was devastated.
Oh my God, yeah.
I saw the news and I, like, gasped and, like, almost dropped my phone. Like, so heartbreaking, devastating, so sad, too soon. Like, it's just, it's really heartbreaking is, I feel like, the sort of best word that I can come up with for it. It's just, like, so sad. He seemed, like, such a, like, beautiful ray of sunshine. And it's just really sad that he's no longer.
Yeah.
So.
He seemed, like, so charitable and, like, philanthropic and, like, just a genuinely good person, which, like, is hard to come by.
He just seemed so nice. Like, every time I saw, like, him in an interview or something, like, he was just, like, he always sort of, like, he was really good at, like, doing an interview, which I feel like, to me, means that he, like, cares about other people. Like, he seemed like he was always really, like, listening and, like, attentive and sort of, like, super present in the moment. Like, he never seemed like he was jaded for anything. He always seemed so, like, grateful. And it's, like, it's just so sad that
happened. I think, like, he and his family were, like, genuinely just good people, you know? They were good people. Yeah. And it just, like, it's so sad that would happen to them, you know? It's just, it's such a terrible, sad situation. And, of course, like, you know, I hope they are grieving well and are... I don't know what you even do in a situation like that, you know? Like, I just hope that they find peace.
Yeah, me too. Wish them the best, obviously. So, yeah, we're gonna be talking about Descendants for a few weeks, which we love those movies. Like,
oh, yeah.
And it's almost weird that we do. So, yeah, we're gonna fast forward on the TBT a little bit and, like, do movies that aren't quite as TBT, but they feel the TBT vibes. And, like, honestly...
Oh, yeah, they're DCOMs. So
if you haven't seen Descendants, you need to watch them. They are genuinely good.
So good. So
I had
good.
One of the songs, like, from one of the songs from Descendants 2, like, on my actual, like, playlist that was in rotation all the time. It was What's My Name. It is such a bop.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's, like, the best of the new Disney, the new generation of Disney.
Totally. It's, like, it's no Teen Beach Movie. I couldn't get through a Teen Beach Movie. Like,
it's the best of the new
Dove
generation,
is a dream,
absolutely.
Like, everything.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah,
and this was planned, actually, even before everything happened with Cameron Boyce. But, I mean, no matter what, like, I think... Yeah. It's, you know...
The timing sucks, and it's, like, there's... Yeah. I mean, there's obviously, like, never gonna be a good timing for something like that, but it's, like, this movie is going to be such a big, like, deal, and I don't, like... It feels like almost this is sort of the last time that, like, Disney will sort of be able to capture something like this, because entertainment, like, is so segmented now and all of that stuff, and, like, this feels like sort of the last, like, big DCOM. It probably won't be, but it's, like, this movie is going to be so successful, and it's, like, really sad that he doesn't get to be a part of it. The end of everything that he, like, worked for all that time, and, like... That was such a big part of his life and career.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think on the other hand, I think it's cool that, like, at least his family has this still, you know, like, they have something, like, to hold on to, and, like, they still have, like, that family of, you know, like, Kenny Ortega and Dove Cameron and Sophia Carson and... That guy, the other guy's name, he has a very weird name. Boo Boo Stewart, that's here. Yeah, so, like, they still have, like, those people that they're close to, and I think, like, it's only gonna bring them together more, I think, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all that we have.
But I'm excited, because they're good movies, and I've been trying to get us to do Descendants for, like, so long, so I'm very excited.
And I was like, we're gonna wait until the third one comes out, and we'll do, like, one and two.
Miranda was like, no, it goes against the rules, and I'm like, I don't care, we're gonna break the rules.
Yeah, and eventually it just got to a point where we're like, we need to break the rules,
Exactly. Yeah, I'm like, I was the one fighting for this, and, like, you're the huge Dove Cameron person, I'm just like, why won't you do this for me?
So we're doing that, and that's all that we have for you, so have a good week, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye.